the super sales cycle and how you can learn to sell. Hi, my name is Jody Maley with the Heart Centered Entrepreneur Series, and I'm going to be talking to you today about the super sales cycle and how you can learn to sell to your authentic customer or client. So as I said, my name is Jody Maley. I've been working with entrepreneurs and people in network marketing as coaches, trainers, you name it. I've been doing it for over 28 years. And I love talking and coaching people all around heart-centered sales and team building for that long. So who am I first and foremost? And then I'm going to get into why and how you can do some authentic sales for you and your beautiful business. First, I want to thank Jenna and her amazing company for allowing me the space to come in here and teach and train you to do this today. My heart goes out to her and her vision for everyone that has space for this and learning to do this for you guys today. So let's talk about sales and why it's important for your business. For one thing, every business has to have sales, and heart-centered sales is, for me, what I truly love to do for people. Most people think that sales has to be hardcore and icky, and it can lead to a lot of disgruntled things. When people hear about sales, they always have this, that's the one thing that you either excel at it or you go, and cringe at it. Or it's a part of the conversation that you just feel inauthentic and it's just incongruent with who you are. So I'm going to teach you three skills today that I love to train and teach about to all of my beautiful clients and businesses and business owners. And this has made them go leaps and bounds into their business. Okay, so three things that you need to have in place for authentic sales. And I'm going to go a little bit deep into each one of them. And by the way, you can be taught this. A lot of people think that, oh, I'm just a good salesperson, or no, I'm not. And I'm going to be here to kind of shed that myth with you, because I have, over the years, I've had really shy people who've been great salespeople, and I've had over-the-top salespeople learn to bring it in a bit so that they're relatable to others, okay? Because sometimes overzealous salespeople can also repel people, and there's a fine balance, because don't you want to be the salesperson that, you know, you don't want to push away people? You want to bring people into you. Whether you feel like you're that shy person that maybe you don't know what to say, or maybe you're that overly zealous person that you're repelling them away. Does that make sense? So for a lot of people, you're either one or the other. And whether you're overzealous or maybe you're a little bit shy, these things are going to be working for you. All right, so the three top things that I teach and train and coach about, and by the way, you can be in this circle, okay, and it is a circle, so if you have a pen and paper, I would encourage you to go and grab that now and have a quiet space that you can come back to this training over and over again, okay? So the three skills that you need to have to make a great learning how to sell are three things. You do need some sales skills, is number one. You do need to have some systems in place, is number two. And number three is you need to have some relationship building skills. When you put these three things together in a concise pattern, then you will always have a learning circle. So think of it this way. You have in the middle here, the learning to sell. And then when you have these three components together, you're going to have a really strong circle for your business. All right, so let's get into number one, sales skills. Let's think about the three components of sales skills that you can use for your business. And every business needs these sales skills. Number one, you need people to talk to. And this is where we call them your leads. Whether they be warm leads, cold leads and people just walking in off the street if you're a brick and mortar. But you need to have people brought into you. And these leads can be in a variety of different ways. If you're a home-based business, you've probably heard this from your upline, your downline, your sideline, make that list of 100 because these are people who you'll be talking to. If you're a brick and mortar business, then the company is probably doing this for you. Or if you are the sole earner, you know, the owner of the business, then it's up to you to get those leads walking into your physical door. If you are a coach, same rule applies. It's up to you to bring those leads into your door. Because without you talking to customers, you don't have a business, right? So having people brought into you to talk to is important. The second part of sales skills is actually having a process. Once those leads are brought into you and you're having somebody to talk to, do you have a sales process in place? Why is this important? Because without a sales process in place, do you actually have a way of, once your leads are there and you're talking to them, what do you talk to them about? And so many people fumble around in this. I have seen this in 28 years. I remember short story here because I am a born storyteller, and this is how you learn the best. I remember one of my consultants from years ago, she was booking parties. It was a home party plan. She was booking parties, and yet her sales weren't, she wasn't even getting the minimum. And I thought, what is going on? And she's like, I'm frustrated. I'm ready to quit. I'm like, okay, let me come to a show with you. Let's see what's going on. And when I got to her show, she actually had no presentation. Okay, what I mean by this is she literally had all the products just laying flat on a table. She didn't even have a tablecloth. She just had the products kind of put out helter-skelter on the table. It didn't look very appealing. That's what I meant by no presentation. So I'm like, aha, very, very easy fix, right? So I showed her, let's have a tablecloth. Let's put out what we call groupings, okay? Which is important whether you have a home party, whether you have a brick and mortar business. Presentation of the products in your three groupings is important, okay? And whether you're even a coach, okay, you always have your, here's your better, more better, and your best type of products, right? This is essential. And so when I showed her that, she had her first party that not only hit the minimum, but it was her best party ever. Okay. So your sales process means, do you have the way that you are presenting your product? Here you have a new lead, and you're leading her through the presentation, which leads to number three of the sales process, which is the closing. And this is where a lot of people stumble and fumble their way through, which is the ask, would you like to make a purchase? Here's the closing part. There's also another part of the closing, which I don't have time to share today because I only have a half hour training here and I wish I could tell you all and everything. But part of the closing after is, you know, it's never ever done, by the way, right? It's not just asking for the yes, but it's also continuing the sale is what it's called. All right. So those are part of the sales skills that you need to know, is that how are you keeping leads coming in? What's your sales process and what's your closing and continuing the sale in a loving, heart-centered, fun way of doing it. And everybody always gets stumbled on this. And by the way, I can teach you guys, there's hundreds of different ways to get people in front of you. Hundreds of different ways. And not just by social media either. There's online and offline ways of doing this in authentic, heart-centered ways. All right. So number two is systems. And systems has three different parts as well. Why are systems important? So again, I'm going to tell you a story here of why systems are important, because everybody thinks that when you have either a 5K a month business, 10K, 20K, whatever it is that you want to have for your business, of whatever your goals are, people think that you have to have hundreds and thousands of customers, okay? The truth is that you really only have to serve about 60 people or clients a year very, very well. And to do this, you need to have three things in place. Number one is time management. Because if you have clients or customers, whether you are again, maybe you are network marketing, maybe you are a solopreneur, or maybe you have a brick and mortar business, time management is important because you need to not only be looking for those new leads, right? Part of the sales process, looking for leads, sales process and closing, but you also have to be managing and doing the stuff to keep those people happy, which is on systems. Number two, do you have a follow-up in place? I talk a lot about power hours, and this is where this comes into the system, so that you're not just, you know, spending 99% of your time on social media, but you're actually cultivating those 60 clients. And trust me, this is what you need to keep your business going. 60 clients, 60 leaders, 60 team members, whatever it is that you need to do in your business, it's run by the power of 60. Interesting. And then the other part for your system, so number three, number one and number two is time management and follow-up and tracking. Tracking is number three. I don't know how many times, and this, by the way, is still something after 28 years that is not my favorite thing in the world. And this is why I pay people to do this, is tracking. Okay. And by the way, it's part of my personality, and I teach and coach and train this as well, but you should do what you do in your brilliance. It's part of, I'm a personality dimensions coach, and it's one of the tools that I use to help people. But if this isn't your zone of genius, you do need to know like the nuts and bolts, like the starting factors of it and tracking. And trust me, it is fun. It's fun when you actually see the numbers and the money come into your bank account, because that is fun. And it is fun to see where it's coming from. Like, that is fun. You need to know the nuts and bolts, but tracking and stuff can be done by your team. And to see, oh, that's unique. Like for the last couple of weeks, I've been really going like LinkedIn, and it's fun to see the numbers going up. Like, oh, I do this on LinkedIn and I'm getting these results. So keeping track of your results is fun. Okay. So that's part of your systems: time management, follow-up, and tracking. And when you can see the measurable results of the actions that you're taking versus just throwing spaghetti at the wall and hoping that it sticks, that is a real sales, you know, part of your business.
Okay, real quick, this episode is sponsored by Jessa Bellman. Jessa, thank you so much. You're such a beautiful person. And she is a digital product coach. She runs the Template Creator Society, which is thriving, let me tell you. Jessa has also sold over 125 products on Etsy, along with building a membership of over 5,000 members. And let me tell you, having seen it, it's such a thriving space where women are connected all around the world and finding success with digital products. As a mom of four tiny humans, she's passionate about passive income and investing your time in things which are able to grow over time and are scalable. And you can see the beauty of her products here. It's just gorgeous. Learn how to create and sell templates and printables in the Success Club for Digital Product Sellers. Join the Template Creator Society today for only $7 a month and get instant access to a library of training, done-for-you templates, clip arts, mock-ups, and more. Jessa, you've helped so many women. We so appreciate you, and thank you from the bottom of our hearts for being today's sponsor. Be sure to find Jessa in the link in the description, along with our speaker's information, and let's continue.
So, sales skills, systems, this will lead to learning how to sell more effectively. Now let's talk about relationship building. This is, of course, right where my heart lies, because a lot of people think that selling all has to do with those two things that I just told you about. When really, and this is the biggest thing, relationship building is at the heart and stone of every business. And one of my first jobs was, I typically did, you know, I've been in an entrepreneur household since I was little. Actually, one of my first jobs, I guess, was babysitting. And I didn't just babysit, but I ran a babysitting co-op. I was so good at doing my job as a babysitter that I didn't have time enough and people wanted me. And so I actually kind of said to my friends, hey, I can't make this job tonight. I actually double booked myself. And so I gave my job to a friend. So I actually started a babysitting co-op. But one of my first like paying jobs, other than like McDonald's when I was 15, but my first serious grown-up job was I worked in a weight loss clinic, and I showed up late for the interview, which wasn't my fault. I had a ride because I didn't drive. But I remember the owner of the company had given me the job to be the receptionist, which was fine. I'm like, yay. I was just so happy to have my first real grown-up job that wasn't, you know, babysitting and fast food job. And so I was a receptionist out front. And so part of my job was answering the phones, which is fine. Answering phones, booking in clients for the people so that they could meet the nutritionist who was, they had registered RNs and stuff like that. So my job was to have them fill out these forms out front. Well, me being me, I was quickly bored, and I noticed that people were really uncomfortable coming in to a weight loss clinic. And some of them would fill out the form, but then they would kind of leave out of embarrassment, maybe. And so I just remember that I'm like, oh, these people are leaving. So if the phone wasn't ringing and people, whatever, I'd start chit-chatting with them, making them feel comfortable. I was relationship building right up at the front. Now, the owner of the company actually opened up like 5 different locations, but she happened to come in after a couple of weeks of us establishing this new location. And here up at the front, I was getting people to open up, talk a little bit about themselves. I was actually pre-qualifying the people up front and just getting them into their comfort zone, telling them a little bit about like, oh, don't be worried when you go back into, you know, who you're going to be talking to. You're going to learn a little bit about, you know, some stuff. My parents are here too. Like my mom and dad have lost a little bit of weight. Like my parents are great people and they're here in the community. You probably know them. Like I was pre-qualifying people to go back into the back room to meet others. So I was relationship building up front. By the way, the owner said, get that person into the sales position, like help have her now into the closing. And so I quickly became a closer after they went through the process. And I was like, I was only like 17. And then I was quickly put into closing. And then within a year, I was actually one of the managers. Who knew? It was in the cards, right? But this was how important relationship building is, even in a brick and mortar company, that you need to have these relationship building things. And so relationship building is part of how good are you, number one, at starting conversations, right? And I didn't know it at the time that this is a key part of the sales process. It's getting to know your client or customer. And I did this super, super naturally as a young kid, as an 11-year-old babysitting, okay? Starting conversations so you're actually getting to know your client or your customer and putting them at ease. So many people in this business, they think that it's all about the product. It's not. It's about the person who is sitting in front of you. And so that comes to number two, which is networking. How good are you when you go into a networking event, whether it's virtual or online, and how good are you at making it known of who you serve? We go into these networking events, and I've heard it time and time again, that we're like, I sell blah, 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 blah. Okay. I want you to think about, who do you serve, without saying what your product is. Hey, there's a neat thing. And this is what I excel at. And if you struggle with that, then I'm going to give you at the end of this how you can get in contact with me so I can help you do that. All right. And then number three in relationship building is your ability to communicate. And again, so many people struggle with this part of the relationship building part. And if you don't have this relationship building part, the sales skills and the systems, they're not going to mesh. They're not going to mesh into this learning to sell piece. And don't get me wrong, there are great salespeople who can sell great. There's people who are great at the systems, but if you don't have this relationship part, it's all, you know, it's all going to kind of go ting. You might have great sales to start with. You might have great time management and be able to sell somebody quickly. But if you want to have repeat sales that go year after year after year, you have to have all three of these together. And this comes to what my offer is for you today. So if you're struggling in any one of these areas, then I really encourage you to get onto a call with me. I call it my authentic sales assessment, and I can go into more detail with you. And let's just have a conversation about how I can help and serve you a little bit more. Because after all, sales shouldn't be an icky experience. And when you lean more into your authentic sales style and you learn a little bit more about who you are and what your core values are, then you can learn the core values of your ideal client and customer. Because when it comes to more about who you are serving and how you are serving them, then it turns around into having your ideal client and customer come more authentically into your space. And that's more fun. It's more fun for you. It's more fun for your client. And not only that, but this is where referrals come in. This is where people lean more into you, how you get more referrals, and how you get more sales. All right. So this is Jody Maley with the Heart-Centered Entrepreneur Series. And again, I thank you, Jenna, for giving me space here to teach and train this today. And I hope that you guys learned a little bit more about how you can have some fun with sales. Thanks and have a great day.